Chungking Mansions, Signal Hill, Street Markets. The Hardings spent Friday morning at the public swimming pool in Kowloon Park and had lunch at a nice Indian restaurant in Simsha Tsui. After lunch, Jack had a number of surprises for his family. "First, I want to take you to a place called Chungking Mansions," he said. "It's an old but famous building in Nathan Road. There are lots of unusual shops and businesses in Chungking Mansions. On the ground floor, there are shops selling Chinese clothes, bags, Indian food and other things. Higher up, there are restaurants and cheap hotels. After that, I'll take you to a place called Signal Hill, which is right behind Chungking Mansions, and late in the afternoon, we'll be visiting some street markets in Kowloon." As soon as the Hardings set foot in Chungking Mansions, they were greeted by the noises and smells of an Oriental bazaar. The first shop they stopped to look at sold silk clothes. The clothes in this shop were made of silk. They were traditional Chinese silk clothes. The silk clothes came in many bright colors. A lot of clothes were made of bright red silk, as red is a popular color in Chinese culture. But there were also other colors such as green, yellow, and blue. Were the clothes made by a tailor? No, they weren't made by a tailor. When the Hardings entered the shopkeeper was delighted to see them. Why was he delighted? He was delighted that a family of six entered his shop. He was delighted to see such a large family enter his shop, as he was sure he would sell them a lot of silk clothes. "Good afternoon," the polite shopkeeper said with a smile. "How can I help you?" "We just want to look around," Jack Harding said. "Certainly, sir," the shopkeeper said, and watched the Hardings while they were looking at different clothes. He was delighted to see that they were all busy trying on different silk clothes. Mr. Harding was looking at himself in a mirror wearing a red silk jacket. Mrs. Harding didn't know what color she liked more, a red or a blue silk dress. The children were busy looking at as many different clothes as possible. In the end, Mr. Harding and the two boys decided to buy red silk jackets. Mrs. Harding chose a blue silk dress. Anthea chose a red silk dress. And Cecilia chose a yellow silk dress. The shopkeeper was delighted with all the clothes the Hardings wanted to buy. He was even more delighted when he told Mr. Harding how much he had to pay. "That'll be $3,642, sir," he said with a happy smile. Was Mr. Harding delighted when he heard how much he had to pay? No, he wasn't. But he was delighted with a beautiful new silk jacket he had. He gave the shopkeeper his credit card to pay. Mr. Harding knew that the money would be deducted from his bank account the following month. The Hardings left the shop and continued their tour of Chungking Mansions. There was the smell of food from some Indian shops, but the Hardings weren't hungry, as it wasn't very long since their lunch. There was a shop selling cheap watches, where Cedric bought himself a watch with a compass. It only cost $20, and he was delighted at buying a watch so cheaply. There were some electronics shops selling electronic goods much more cheaply than in the UK. There were some tailors' shops where people can have suits and dresses made. A tailor is a person who makes clothes such as suits and dresses. There was a money changer where Mrs. Harding changed some pounds into Hong Kong dollars. When the Hardings left Chungking Mansions again, Jack took them round the corner from Nathan Road into Modi Road. There they turned right into the first street and walked to the entrance of Signal Hill Park, which was at the back of Chungking Mansions. They walked to the top of the little hill where they saw an old tower. They were lucky that the tower was open to visitors, so they entered and climbed to the top of the tower. "What a pity that there are so many tall buildings blocking the view of the harbour," Jill said. Jack laughed. Yes, it's a pity, but that's Hong Kong for you. The buildings keep getting higher every year. A few years ago, someone even wanted to build a skyscraper that was higher than Victoria Peak, but luckily this was stopped. What was the tower for? Arthur asked. Bah! What was the tower for, Dad? Arthur asked. The tower was built in 1907, Jack said. At that time, there was a big ball at the top of the tower. From 1908 until 1920, the ball was dropped once a day, and from 1920 until 1933, the ball was dropped twice a day at a certain time. This was done so ships in the harbour could set their clocks. But by 1933, ships had radios to check the time, so the service at Signal Hill Tower ended. The Hardings spent another half hour in the little garden on the hill before they made their way back down again. They walked back to the Tsim Sha Tsui MTR station and took the next train to Mong Kok. In Mong Kok, there is a famous street market called Ladies' Market. Ladies' Market is popular with both Hong Kongers and tourists, as it is possible to buy clothing, bags and shoes from well-known brands quite cheaply. A lot of brand-name products are sold at low prices there. While Jill Harding and the girls are delighted to look at all sorts of different clothes, Jack and the boys find the market a bit boring. Jack doesn't mind this. He knew what the market was like, and he is happy to see that his wife and daughters are enjoying themselves. But the boys are complaining about the amount of time their mother and sisters are spending looking at clothes. Dad, Cedric complained to his father, why are we here so long? This market is really boring. No, it isn't, Anthea said, hurrying past them. This is the best place we've been to so far in Hong Kong. Oh, no, Cedric groaned. This is the most boring place I've been to in Hong Kong. I don't want to be here all day. His father laughed. Don't worry. We've almost reached the end of Ladies' Market. Then we'll go down Nathan Road towards Temple Street Market where... Oh, no, Cedric groaned again. Not another market. Let me finish, Jack said. Temple Street Market is interesting for everyone, and I'm sure you'll also like it. There are souvenir t-shirts, cheap watches, toys, and many other exciting things to be found there. But even though they weren't far from the end of Ladies' Market, it took them more than an hour until they finally left. The boys thought it was a pity to spend so much time in the market, but the girls were happy to do so. Jill, Anthea and Cecilia were carrying bags full of brand-name clothes, and they were busy imagining themselves wearing these when they were back home in the UK. As soon as the Hardings enter Temple Street Market, they're in the middle of a big crowd. It's a very busy market with people from around the world looking at the goods on offer, and while the prices given are quite low, there are a lot of people bargaining with shop assistants. People who want to buy something first bargain with shop assistants as they want to get a good bargain. Some shop assistants do not bargain as the prices for their goods are so low already. But other shop assistants are happy to bargain. They know that bargaining is part of the fun for some people who go shopping. Wow, look at that, Cedric says excitedly. It's a watch with a compass on it. As soon as he has seen the watch, he knows that he must have it. None of his friends or even anyone at his school has got a watch like that. How much is this watch? He asks the shop assistant excitedly. $25, she says. Cedric is happy with the offer and much too excited to bargain. He quickly takes $30 out of his trouser pocket and gives the money to the shop assistant, who gives him $5 change with a little smile. Cedric puts the $5 coin in his pocket and then fastens the watch to his wrist. Arthur, "Look what I've just bought," he says to his brother. When Arthur sees the wonderful watch with a compass, he also wants to have one. He goes to buy a watch, but he doesn't just pay the price the shop assistant asks for. He bargains with her. Then he buys the watch for $20. With a big smile, he goes back to Cedric and shows him the watch. "Look, Cedric, I've also got one, but I bargained with a shop assistant, so I only paid $20 for it. I paid $5 less than you did." Suddenly, Cedric isn't so happy anymore. $5 isn't a lot of money. It's only 45p in British money. But it annoys him that his brother got a better bargain than he did. Their father saw and heard what has happened, and he knows what Cedric is thinking now. He knows that Cedric is feeling a bit unhappy. That's why he says, "Never mind, Cedric. There are lots of other great things here. Next time you want to buy something, just remember to bargain first."